Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meaningful Conversations, the radio show powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. I'm your host, Erica Harrison, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into tonight's broadcast. These conversations are meant to uplift, empower, motivate, and encourage you to go from potential to purpose. For each show, we interview business professionals in various industries to share their journey to success. Our mission is to empower world leaders and business professionals in the marketplace. Today, I have the opportunity to interview Nakia Cook as we're learning to redefine the odds. Make sure you like, comment, and share tonight's show. I have some exciting news. Meaningful Conversations radio show is now on Google Podcasts and also on iTunes. So make sure you just type in Meaningful Conversations and our radio show should pop up. And this will be more of a convenient way for you to listen to the interviews that we have. The chat box function is available for anyone to use to ask questions or to make comments. If we have time during the duration of the interview, I will make sure to ask the guests on tonight those questions. Nakia Cook has an intensive financial background from being an accountant auditor for the United States Department of Defense, a professor at Erie Community College, and now a founder and CEO of NC Accounting and Consulting Solutions. She has her master's in business administration, and she is a certified financial education instructor. She also serves on several boards as a VP and a treasurer, the VP of operations for the National Black MBA Association, WNY Finance Association for Talent Development. She's also a treasurer for the National Association of Women's Business Owners of Buffalo, and I believe is Niagara, a treasurer for Alleyway Theater Incorporated, and also a treasurer committee for the Big Brother and Big Sisters of Erie, Niagara, and Southern Tier. So we are so excited to have her on tonight. Make sure you get ready to take out your pen and your paper to take some copious notes. I'm sure she is going to drop some gems for you all. So with no further ado, I want to welcome Miss Nakia Cook to Meaningful Conversations. Hold on really quick, guys. And make sure you like, comment, and share tonight's show. It'll be greatly appreciated. Remember, you can follow us on all social media platforms. And also, you can check out tonight's show on Google Podcasts and also on iTunes. Welcome, Miss Cook. Hello. Hello. Hello, Miss Cook.
Hello.
Hello. I am so sorry. I don't know what was going on, but nevertheless, I thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be on tonight's show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. And I want to get started with this interview. You know, just going back to your earlier years, I read off, you know, everything that you're known for and the sphere of influence that you're in, and it's very intensive. But I know before all this came about that in your earlier years, we just want to go back to that. So are you currently from Buffalo, New York? And if so, where dreams are known to come true in that Mecca, what was your desire growing up?
Yes, I am from Buffalo, New York, born and raised. And I always wanted to do something within the financial realm. Honestly, in my college years, I started to wanting to be an auditor. And I knew within the public and private sector, a lot of people, you know, have to retire or leave out of that position in order to get to where I wanted to be. But I was mainly interested always in understanding how cash flow moves, how cash is supposed to flow, how your money is supposed to work for you, And I just continuously kept learning as you, when I was listening, read off of the different boards that I'm on, as well as education. I just always keep myself abreast of those financial changes. It's just something that I always enjoy reading about and knowing about.
Wow. And, you know, it's so funny that you tapped into that. The question I was about to ask you, you kind of answered. And I guess now will be the appropriate time to ask that, and we can kind of backtrack just a little bit. So you have 20 years, over 20 years in the financial field, and I'm just curious, what really made you decide to excel? I believe sometimes we can get stagnant and complacent, but we see that that was not something that you did. You continued to climb higher heights in your career. Tell us where that motivation came from.
I want to say, honestly, I started from the ground up when it came to accounting, like working and like pushing paper in the accounting department to understanding the different functions. So I think that's why I stayed with it, because I've been in the accounts payable department, accounts receivable department, dealt with petty cash, distributing those to higher ups to make sure, you know, they had their money for travel and training. I dealt with reconciliations. Then actually, you know, going into like a staff accountant, so dealing with all those functions and having clients underneath me, so then going into auditing government contracts, and then having my own business doing everything collectively. So I think just understanding each function underneath that title, if you to say, helped me remain consistent and stay with what I wanted to do. Not saying that I always did, because I did do everything under the sun trying to get away, but I think it was my calling, so now I just do it.
Right. Wow, I thank you for your transparency. And, you know, I want to ask you, having a background in accounting and being a business, you have your MBA and your master's in business administration, and also being an African-American woman, what were some of the challenges that you faced starting off in this field?
Trust. I think trust is the main one that I had. Just people looking to see, you know, can I trust her with my data or with, you know, my money, my numbers? Because that takes a lot for a person to just give, you know, their personal information to someone that's a stranger. So I think understanding trust and gaining that from individuals, and them knowing that, you know, I'm there for them to work with them, because if they're not making money, I can't make money. So being very open, honest, and fluent with them really helped. It was a lot of barriers. You know, I think when you read off those, you know, like, I guess the qualifications, it goes to show, because when you hear from somewhere else, just what I had to do to get to where I am. Because a lot of people don't have to do those. People outside of our community, for the most part, to get, you know, what they have. But keeping and having to show and prove what I've done in the past and in the present really set up for that trust, I think, and helped me elevate.
Wow. You answered that question so precisely, and I respect you, because when I was writing everything and just reading, I'm like, how does she juggle? I mean, how do you juggle all this? That's not a question that I had, but now I just want to ask, how do you juggle all the different functions and boards that you serve on while running your business?
Having a great support system. So my husband is my greatest support, and my daughter that's at home now. So them understanding of what I do and them giving me ideas to help me push for and strength to move also helps. Like when I don't want to do it or when, you know, I'm tired, I said, okay, you have to do this. My daughter does that to me often. So I think family and support really plays a role in being able to do all the things that I do. That was mentioned. So, yeah, that really helps.
Amen. So you mentioned that you're unconventional, and for those that don't know, I'm just going to give you a quick definition. It's not based on conforming to what is generally done or believed. I want to ask you, how do you bring an unconventional approach to the financial sector?
I don't just like doing the work. I like to educate people on why I'm doing it so that they can have a full understanding of what their money is doing. So in accounting, for instance, for small business owners, if they don't understand what they're spending their money on and how that can potentially give them a tax deduction or credit, then they would think that they're just spending money blindly and they don't know that it can help them or be beneficial if they're spending it on a particular item that can help them down the line. Or even for, you know, budgeting, and I don't even like to say budgeting because it sounds restrictive, like a diet. I always say spending plan because if you're going to spend your money, we're just going to plan where to spend it. I think understanding and having that notion of just being non-tactical. I mean, you know, just that book reference. I think it's very important to have that practical application when it comes to it. And so using that to teach and educate individuals on the importance of their money and then their money goals is really helpful.
Wow, that's so good. You know, there's a lot of people that are afraid to have these kind of conversations when it comes to finance. I want to ask you, what is some of the most common things that you see that keep people bound from really moving forward or seeking an accountant when it comes to business?
The embarrassment. And it's no reason to be embarrassed. I think the hardest part where they, you know, get scared or that fear comes in is they've been doing it a certain way for so long or they don't have as much as they think they should have at the time that they're in, and then they are a little hesitant in going to someone and asking for help. So they don't look at that accountant as, okay, you know what, they want to talk about me, or, you know, they want to talk about, you know, to their friends or whomever else. But, I mean, we have a fiduciary responsibility, well, I can speak for myself, to where, you know, it's private data, and that's something that doesn't go out to the public or the community. But getting over to that that fear and that scarcity mindset I think people have, once you get rid of that, then it really becomes easy. As soon as you sit down and talk, that weight is lifted, and it's easy. I get a lot of people that tell me that, like, wow, I was scared this whole time for what? I was like, because you came to me, because I made it fun. Like, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
And we'll do it. And then it's just, you know, ease and what they have, and then they're able to open up about their finances. Because it does take a lot. You know, you're having someone look at whatever you swipe, you know, your bank account with or your credit cards with, and then having them understand, you know, why you made that purchase or the reason. No one wants to go through that. I mean, you don't want to go with it, you know, with a spouse or your partner, so why would you want to do it with a stranger? But understanding that and being mindful that a person that has that, you know, the credentials and the education behind them to guide you to make the appropriate decisions will help you live a profitable business life.
Yeah. I agree with everything that you said because it is important that we keep an eye on our financial, you know, assets and the things that we do. People are so quick to say, well, this is how much I made, and don't really recognize, well, after you start tallying and adding everything else up, it's not quite looking like that. But, your motto is aiming for freedom. Is that just in a financial way? I feel like there's so much more to that statement. Can you break that down? What does aiming for freedom mean?
I think that for me, and why I have that there, aiming for freedom is whatever you want that to be, whatever success is to you. Mm-hmm. Whether it's you wake up every morning and you make up your bed consistently, you are successful at making up your bed. You have the freedom to be able to do so. Like, your mindset is what I think that freedom means. It's not always financial when it comes to freedom. It could be the freedom of time, the freedom of space, the freedom of just your mindset, as I mentioned, of just being open to new things and being able to accept, whether that acceptance is, you know, constructive criticism or accolades. Is having freedom to know that you are you and you can do that unconventionally. So it's a whole being. It's not just, you know, financial. Yeah. It's, you know, I'm free right now. I have the freedom to do what I want to do and how I want to do it. I believe in God. So I know, you know, my blessings come through him. So whatever I do, I'm free to do it because of him. So I just think that aiming for that freedom is what people aspire to do, but most people already have it. They just have to open up their mind and know.
Whew. You dropped some heat right there. That's what makes people a part of the top 5 to 10%, you know, and you happen to be a part of that percent, and I'm so happy to see you doing what you're doing. It's definitely an inspiration to me, and I know for sure the listeners. So after working for some of the most prominent businesses and holding key leadership positions, what caused you to step away from the corporate arena and go into business for yourself?
I decided to bet on myself. That's that part of that freedom, that aiming for freedom. That was part of, you know, a goal or plan. And so many times you can get wiped out on someone else's plan that causes you to get sick, causes you, you know, stress, that it doesn't help you go for your greater goals. So you have to step back and say, you know, well, what's helping me get to my goals, you know, my family goals, and what does that mean? So I think after, first of all, learning and using what I can, I think that's a key note, too, is that when you're in these positions, is to make sure that you're getting the certifications through that organization, you're getting licenses through that. You don't have to pay for everything. You're getting an education, your experience, you're traveling with these organizations. So then when you step out on your own, you have that experience as well as you get to keep knowledge. You know, no one can ever take that away from you, so you have that as well. So I think just overall understanding that, you know, don't let that job or that career be your end-all, be-all. Know that regardless of what you have now within that career, maybe something like what I thought was awesome, substantial, which it was a blessing, but you had to learn for it and then move from it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, and I love that. You have to know when it's time to transition. So tell us a little bit about NC, your business, NC Accounting and Consulting Solution. Tell us more about your business, what you offer, and how you can be a help to our listeners.
As mentioned, I just, you know, I love the unconventional part of me because I love education and just the freedom of people knowing where their money is. I always say that it should be a option for you to have to tell your child or, you know, a niece, nephew, no. Like, I hate using McDonald's, it's a bad example, but you should say, you know, no to McDonald's because, you know, they don't need it. It's not good for you versus no, I don't have the money for it. So I think knowing that is substantial. So in my business, I do the bookkeeping, financial statements, the organization of individuals so they know where their money is and they know where it's coming from, how it's moving, things of that nature. And then I do personal and business. And on the consulting side, I just help people set their business up to how they want to set up legally.
Wow.
So it's legally set up.
Wow.
My team helps with, you know, data input of your numbers. I review, get things through. I think accounting, and when you're working with someone, I'm a part of your family now, whether they like it or not. So I'm going to tell you when your spending patterns are off, or, you know, I've seen this great, you know, credit that you can get to reduce your tax liability.
Wow, that's good.
The authentic being is very important when being an accountant and helping other people with numbers. But I am accounting and consulting all the way. So taxes, bookkeeping, financial statement, I am here for you.
Yes. Make sure to learn more about her services. You can go to www.aimingforfreedom.com or follow NC Accounting on Facebook or her LinkedIn business page. I want to ask you, what advice would you give a young professional entering into the workforce or after college wanting to go into accounting? What are some things that you know that school might not teach them that based off of you having the experience that you can impart to them?
Don't so hung up on getting that main job. Like, I know people want to work for Big Four, the Big Four accounting firms, and they want to, I know you have your goals set, but sometimes that can hinder you or stress you out. You do not want to get stressed over something that is temporary. And the reason why I say it's temporary, because you can move around in jobs. Don't ever think that you're stuck, because you're not. If you have that skill set, it's inevitable. Death and taxes is the two things that are always going to be there. So you can always do taxes for someone. And just be mindful and prayerful. Don't let negative people and things get in your way, because a lot of people could invoke their false narratives that they have in their head onto you. So be mindful where your conversations are coming from, who they're coming from, because the person that's not, you know, doing such can't tell you how to do. So you want to make sure that you're getting your mindset is straight. That's the biggest thing, especially in accounting, especially if you're an accountant of color. You really want to make sure that, you know, you're basically dotting your I's and crossing your T's, because unfortunately some are looking for us to mess up, and we have to make sure that we stay on our P's and Q's when it comes to documentation, getting insurance for your business. But if you're just starting out, just please, because, you know, I see it too often on what mentees. Just make sure that you take time for you and that your mindset is together. Know that it's a journey, and don't get so stuck on the prize that you forget the path. That path is what's going to make the prize the best.
Wow. I felt the sincerity in that. I'm sorry. I just had to, felt the sincerity all through the interview, but that right there, that came from the depths, for real. I hope that you all really took. Because you've been there, you know, and that's why I love to have these interviews, because it's nothing like having someone actually experience the things that another person is about to enter into. And, you know, a lot of things on social media are glitz and glam, you know, just like me just reading off your credentials and, you know, working for the U.S. Department of Defense and being a professor, and all these things are great. You have definitely reached a pinnacle in your career, but there's also hardships and challenges that you had to face to be where you are today. And congratulations, you just won an award this year, Buffalo Woman. Can you tell us a little bit about the award that you received this year? Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I received the Ignite Women's Business, the Women's Business Center Award, basically me being an aspiring entrepreneur, a woman's business owner in the community. I do a lot of consulting and coaching for business owners, and this one in particular was for women business owners, and I was just nominated. So I'm forever grateful.
Wow.
I don't want people to think that comes overnight. You know, it's a lot of hard work, as you mentioned before, and dedication of what you do, that real inconsistency, that really, you know, I guess push that award forth. But I appreciate that. Thank you. I really don't know, like, proud of myself for what I do. It's horrible.
Well, you know what? I believe that it is good, because you have did the hard work. I was going to ask you that question, right? What's the three habits? And you said hard work, consistency, and you said one more word.
Oh, dedication. I'm dedicated.
And dedication. You have done all three of those things, so you really have, you know, beat the odds that was stacked against you. You know, I know me and you were speaking prior to the interview. You kind of shared with me your story, and the beginning, I know it did not look like it was going to turn out to be this way for you. So... Congratulations.
Yeah.
to you.
Thank you.
Yes, you have some things coming up soon, some accountability, an accountability group, entrepreneurship boot camp, and more ebooks that's on your website. Talk to us about the accountability group that you have coming up.
So my accountability group is for business owners. I think that most business owners know what they need to do, or they have ideas. You know, you write that checklist out, you know, what you're going to do for the week. So I believe this group, and I know this group is going to have you sit there and actually do it. We're going to go through your numbers. You know, we're going to make sure that you're hitting your benchmarks for your business, looking at key performance indicators for your business. So it's a collective, just a group of individuals that own businesses, male or female, who just, you know that they want to make sure that they're hitting their target goals. And doing so, you know, we have to make sure that our financial plan, maybe on our business plan, needs to be updated. Or, you know, they're not sure what their balance sheet looks like or their profit and loss statement. We're going to go through all these. Although I hit heavy the financial side, I'm also really I have my master's in entrepreneurship, so that's where I really go into the strategy behind your business. You know, making those moves, those money moves is what I like to say, in the business to get you to where you need to go. So it's just collectively, you know, throughout the week, I'll probably sit, you know, I'll send out emails to individuals. I'm just starting this up, so I'm super excited, and it's open to anyone. It's virtual, so I'm just ready for it to begin. I have so much to give in that group, and I think it'll be so beneficial to business owners, you know, coming in, whether you're just starting or you've been in a couple of years and you're trying to rebrand. So I think it'll be very beneficial.
I will make sure to advertise that as well. Again, I'm pretty sure you will be able to register on the website. That's www.aimingforfreedom.com. And you have an entrepreneurship boot camp. Does that tie in together, or is that kind of separate?
This one is kind of separate. It's local here in Buffalo, New York, that I have. But I'm going to do one at the virtual, because I know I have a couple people asking me that were out of town. So please stay tuned on my own website. It'll be up probably for the end of August. And then I also have you guys get the first in on it. I'm going to do tax credits and deductions. So if you have a business and you want to know what you can write off and get the most for your business, I'll have that the last quarter of the year, so you can make sure you have all your paperwork and everything ready for tax time. So I'm excited. I have some things coming out the pipeline.
Yes.
You know, it's going. I'm just
excited.
Make sure I reach so many people. Just to help.
And you are doing that. You are doing that, and I will make sure to share that with some of my friends as well that's in business, you know, letting them know that you offer these services as well. And guys, get on this, because we're in Q3. We just started Q3. This is the time you want to start getting yourself together. If you've been slack regarding your financials with business, this is kind of like the warning to go ahead and get yourself together, get some things together. Well, Miss Nakia, I enjoyed this interview. I enjoy the wisdom, the knowledge, and everything that you shared with me and our audience on today. In closing, did you have any last words? You dropped so much wisdom, but did you have any last words before we close?
I just really want to say thank you for the opportunity. I really hope the listeners understand that it's all within them, and they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. Or whoever your higher power that you believe in, it is for you to do what you do, because everyone has a talent, and you need to use those talents to give back, and then God will see you through to those blessings. So I thank you so much, and I thank everyone listening and tuning in. It has been a pleasure, and I so much enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, and we're going to have you back on the show, maybe the beginning of Q4. I'll see how your schedule is, because I know that's around probably the busiest time, probably.
I would love to.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Meaningful Conversations Radio Show. Again, this interview was definitely powerful, and I hope that it was educational and informative for you to get that power that you need to learn to redefine the odds. As you see, Ms. Cook, she faced several challenges in her career, but she didn't allow it to stop her. So I hope that you got some gems, some jewels, and that you will apply it. That's the most important thing. Next week, guys, I will not be on air. We will not have any interviews next week, but that doesn't mean that we stopped. We'll be having Miss Yasaman on the show on July the 28th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking about having faith in the marketplace. Now, guys, we have had officially several interviews from The Journey to Triumph with Dr. Linda Moyes, to How to Become an Unstoppable Woman on the Move with Regina Robertson, Living a Life of Impact and Inspiration with Dr. Shanika McKeever, Leveraging Your Power with Natalie Greaves, and Learning to Redefine the Odds with Nakia Cook. So, guys, please go back to the podcast, listen to all the episodes, listen to all the interviews that's been done, and I look forward to seeing you there on July 28th at 6 p.m. as we speak with Yasaman, Having Faith in the Marketplace. Talk to you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.